This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, it's high noon. Blacktop.
Finally, nothing moves. High noon. Rolling below the asphalt dry. A concrete fascination scraping the edge of nothing.
This. For soon the globalists will collapse all of civilization in on themselves. We must be prepared to survive it, to rebuild civilization, and then commence again the operation to the stars and beyond. Our mission will not be thwarted.
Finally, nothing.
All right, let's go back to your phone calls. I've got some big news, but I'm going to get a little bit more information on it before I hit it. They are flooding the airwaves and the print and the internet with mass shootings are everywhere, surging. So they're mixing the word surge like it's a virus in with mass shooting and just saying there's mass shootings everywhere. So now they're upping the level of disinfo. I will show you that coming up next segment. Yeah, print me that article too. Thanks. But right now, who has been home the longest now? That would be Omar in North Carolina. Omar, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm, you know, good to be back in the ATX. I tell you, Connecticut was a very beautiful place, very creepy.
That's great to hear. So, today my call is basically that today is the one-year anniversary where I was about to fly across the country over here in North Carolina, where I am now, and I've been here this whole year. I flew from LAX, and man, like, just the scene of, like, the Chicken Little, of people just wearing hazmat suits and freaking out and, like, acting like if you touch them that they're going to die and stuff was just crazy. And I just remember, like, vividly watching your broadcast that day. I think it's something about, like, PSYOP. Destroys or cripples the U.S. economy, panic Trump, injects $4 trillion into the economy. And I went back to see that episode again just recently last night, and I was just blown away by how many accurate predictions or just, you know, based off, like, what you know, like, just you said that, you know, that this was going to keep going. I just never thought that a year later we'd be in this position, you know. And the fact that when I was getting on the plane, like, I think one of the guests, I don't remember who it was, they were saying that China was already, they're opening back the factories back up. Like, they, in the beginning of the year, they shut production down, and that was, like, their whole theater that they were playing. But as soon as, like, the whole lockdowns got announced and everything down here, it was, like, instantly, they're already, like, turning everything back on. Like, okay, you know, like, it's... To me, it was just crazy, and I just, like, I was watching as well your old film, America Destroyed by Design, where you were going on the road trips, interviewing people about what was going on, and it was just super crazy to me to think, like, wow, I wonder if, like, Jones would have ever thought that we'd be here in this position where he's, you know, sitting in the studio, you know, getting instant messages from, like, his little device, his little supercomputer, and just being able to just fight back with information. Did you ever think that you would reach this point, sir? And I would just like to...
No, I mean, I didn't. I knew that the globalists started doing a lot of bad things. I knew they were getting partial control of the planet and meant to get full control, and I knew that they were planning depopulation and technocracy. But it's one thing to hypothetically imagine what they're going to do. It's another thing to actually see it. But we're so far along now that we're definitely in the rabbit hole. They are brainwashing our children, teaching them that humans are toxic, teaching them that they are all medical experiments, being inducted into a giant Joseph Mengele-style takeover. So they have just really trained people in the nanny state that we're going to protect you. Oh, somebody handed out pocket constitutions today at the campus. You're all going to play with Play-Doh. That's grown adults. Well, imagine what the children are like. They think this system is their friend when it's a system designed to exterminate them. We'll be right back. Thanks for the call. Tell people the date real quick. What was the particular show you were watching that you thought showed a lot of the things that came to pass? be dropped. Yeah, you can all go back to stuff a year ago. It all came true. Not because I predicted it. The enemy said what they would do to you. We'll be right back.
Gimmerick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all-natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Rainforce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I mean, here's the good news. God's real. Here's the bad news. The New World Order is making its move on humanity. It's extremely predatory. They've got a good half the population not knowing what planet they're on. They can't find their butt with both hands. And you could join the globalists and feed on them for a while, but it's going to end up getting to you. This type of corruption does not just stop at one point. It spirals out of control, and we're already into the spiraling out of control part. And so I'm just going to trust in God and try to be as truthful and honest and accurate as I can in this imperfect vessel that I am, and I know you're going to be the same. And I just want you to know I love you all. I love you if you're black. I love you if you're brown. I love you if you're white. I love you if you're pink. But I tell you, I really don't like you if you're anti-human and a liar and a scumbag and a control freak. And a lot of you that aren't predators, though, still playing the predator's hands, you're just like, oh, I'm a victim. Oh, I need to protect myself. I'm going to wear a face mask. I'm going to buy into all these lies where you act like and behave like you're doing these silly things. Show that you all are seen as good people. It's beyond virtue signaling. It's a symbol that you are in a cult, that you have no common sense for yourself. If there was a real pathogen killing 4% of the population like they said, I would call for anybody that showed symptoms to be quarantined. But it wasn't 0.1%. And then that was all based on fake PCR tests. And it's a globalist power grab, and they now admit we want lockdowns for carbon. They're just teaching you to be locked in your frickin' house and have your app tell you when you can go somewhere and do something. They're building a prison planet. It's out in the open. It's not even my opinion anymore. And, you know, there has been the weird effect for me personally. People ask me, what do you think's coming next? I mean, I've gotten to see what's coming next. All these prominent people. Even my enemies now say, where's the crystal ball? What's happening next? How do you know all this? Because most of them are either selfish or lazy, or they only study certain specific places that make them money. They're an expert on dentistry or auto mechanic or teaching the class they teach. And while they're teaching that class, they want to go play golf. I'm not like that. Our audience isn't like that. And really, that's who the globalists hate. It's not me. I mean, they really hate me, but you know what I mean. They hate you because you're people that kick the tires. You look under the hood. You're figuring out what's going on here. They don't want that. You heard the NAACP head in New York say, do not ask questions. Take whatever they give you. Stick your arm out and take it. And you're like, that sounds crazy because you're not under their control. You're not in a damn trance. And thank God you're not. Yeah, we'll play here in a minute and go to calls. Imagine being one of those people. Now you don't think that lady, you know who set up the NAACP, you know who set up Margaret Sanger. They were all involved. W.D.D. Du Bois, communist, all of them. And let me tell you, I've been around these leftist black leaders. And they'll pull you aside and start saying the most racist stuff about black people. And I'll be like, hey, this is some test to see if I'm racist. I'm not against black people. And they'll be like, well, you don't know how bad they are. You don't know how we got to get rid of the bad black people to raise up the good black people. I mean, these are sick freaks, man. And does that mean I like poison, dumbed down hordes of white people or black people or third world populations coming across? No, they're a weapon against me. But I don't dehumanize them because they're not consciously trying to destroy me. It's the globalists playing us all. They are the orchestra controllers. They are the conductors. And it's the conductors I blame. It's the people in charge I blame. You could turn the black community around in like 5 seconds. You could turn every community around in 5 seconds with real leadership. Humans do great things. But it's not there because the leadership got taken over. You go back 120 years ago, Margaret Sanger went to the Rockefeller Foundation, and she said, these blacks have got their own communities, their own wealth, and they're not in our system. They have the lowest crime rate in the U.S., lowest out-of-wedlock level. They had the most conservative communities in the U.S. were black people because that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Friedrich Nietzsche was right. But as soon as the oppression was taken off the blacks, which was a bad thing, I'm not for the oppression, but they knew they were oppressed, you see. Those that the Bible says that do not know they're oppressed are the greatest slaves. Those that do not have eyes to see or ears to hear. Those do not know they're oppressed. Well, the blacks knew they were oppressed, so they learned to buy from their own people and do their own thing and not be a failure to show the system. And they were rising. And that couldn't be allowed. So Margaret Sanger waltzed in there, and she bought off thousands of black leaders. And by 1960, she had them by the balls. And they're doing the same thing to everybody. So you look at what they've done to the blacks on average. A lot of people say, oh, look at those people. Look down your nose at them. They'll do that to you, and they have done it to you. They're doing it to everybody. Same stuff going on in the black household 50 years ago, 60 years ago is going on in every household now. And when they're done, they're done. Black Lives Matter, what's their main mission? Destroy the nuclear family and teach black men to have their genitals cut off. That's their official policy. That's not a joke. Well, that's not just what they want for black people. They want that for everybody. And as soon as people get that Hollywood doesn't love black people, and as soon as we figure out they hide their whole agenda behind it, I mean, let me tell you, you turn on any telecom ad, any beer ad, any ad, because I'm happy to see nothing but black people on ads. But I turn on any channel, it's like 90% black people. I turn on everything because it's the whole globalist system. Oh, 5G's here. We got black people pushing it. Oh, we got a vaccine. Black people are pushing it. That's not black people behind 5G. That's not black people behind the vaccines. Because their first big target's Africa and black people, and they want black people to think, man, I have really arrived. The system says I'm the best thing there is. And that's so you don't recognize what they're doing to you in their blue cities. It's disgusting and it's sick. And then now you got all these weird-ass white people saying that they're black. Well, I can choose my identity and all this crap. You really think the system likes you, black people? They don't like anybody, including themselves. They want a post-human world. And the sooner we figure that out, the sooner we can turn this around. Yeah, let's play the black NAACP leader, and then we'll show you one of the main rappers pushing the same crap. And it comes off like a joke if you're awake, but if you're not awake, you're buying it. Here she is.
I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm not looking up all of the ingredients in the infusion. I am sticking out my arm, and I am taking the infusion.
Now, here's Run DMC, Mr. Anti-Establishment. Sounds like a joke ad, but he's reading the same script she's reading. Here it is. We play that Run DMC video? Oh, I'm sorry. I confuse you guys. Well, let's play it when we come back. Let's pull it in. It's unbelievable. All right, I promise everybody's been holding here patiently. Camilo is up next. Then we've got Bill. And we got Roger. We got David. We got CD. And we got Tammy and Gerald. And we got Forrest. And we got Debbie. And I'll go to every one of you before the show's over. I really appreciate you holding, but I went off on a whole rant about this. I mean, Bill Gates says he wants to kill all the black people. And he went and hired Oprah Winfrey to run it. I mean, at a certain point, I just can't handle this anymore. Do you think God is going to forgive anybody that's involved in any of this? Because let me explain. I'm not sitting there defending black people because I'm some angel and I'm on a virtue signal to them. I'm telling you, man, they're going to kill everybody. Nobody's safe from this. And all you out there better wake your asses up and say no to it right damn now. But don't say you weren't warned. Do not say you were not warned! Oh, stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time for us to trust and not debate. The vaccine, believe it's safe to take. 9 out of 10 people won't get sick. That's not even
Bill, what is the NAACP
saying?
Don't ask questions. Take the shot. Let's hear from her. It's all a script. Here it is.
I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm not looking up all of the ingredients in the infusion. I am sticking out my arm, and I am taking the infusion.
And then there's Cuomo that killed 16,000 old people, purposely sending COVID patients into the hospitals behind her looking like Count Dracula. There's Bill Gates giving little black kids polio. Show them Reuters. See, that's too scary. So the average person goes under Stockholm Syndrome, particularly women. So let me explain how this works. They collapse the third world, they flood us with Africans, military-age men, Europe particularly, and then, yeah, I mean, you're in a town of 500 Germans, they put 2,000 military-age men, black men from a poor country there with no jobs at refugee center, they start raping and robbing you, some of them, now you hate black people. Now you want to annihilate them. And see, that's how the globalists are going to make us join them in the extermination of the third world. That's coming next. And I told you that 20 years ago. They release a virus, do lockdowns, phase one, then a stronger virus, bigger lockdowns, flood us with the third world, use that crisis to make us submit to tyranny, and then we'll be so overwhelmed by foreign invasion, we'll all just quietly go along with the race-specific weapon that wipes everybody out. I've told you that probably 500 times the last 20 years. And a lot of it wasn't in documents. I foresaw the enemy operation. Now it's in the documents. So I guess at a certain level I did, because it's chess. You see, checkers would be France wants to bring in alone 230 million Africans into France. France is only 80 million people. 90 million people. I forget. What's the population of France? 120? I forget. That's going to cause a giant war. Those people are tribal-based, man. One African tribe's killing the next. Used to be the Hathcocks and McCoys. Two different groups would kill each other out west. White people killing each other. That's how people are. By the way, we're supposed to be territorial or we don't have nothing. But does that mean you really want to shoot blacks up and poison them and kill them? No. We've got to get at the chess level of this and realize the larger situation. Because this is 3D chess we're playing. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. We got 3 segments left. I appreciate you all holding patiently. Who is home the longest? Who is that? That would be Roger in FEMA Region 9, then Camilo. Go ahead, Roger. Thanks for holding.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
First-time caller, long-time listener. So I'm going to get to the point. The 6 hours ago, the Fox Business News, I know they're propaganda media. I got a couple topics. The governor down in Helipin just declared a state of emergency for his town. Now, the reason why? The busloads of illegals are coming in. The migrant crisis has started. These are military-age men. I have a friend that was doing security. He was putting in cameras all down along the border this last year and as of 2019 as well. And he told me that there's a big old storm coming and it's not nice. These are, how do you describe it? You described it before, military age men, but they got women as well. So as of lately, keeping an eye out and listening to you for a long time, spreading band.video everywhere I go. Don't wear a mask, not taking the vaccine. I'm tired of the new world order. So they now have, I guess they're operatives, sleeper cells. you call them, but they're using women and children as the disguise, saying they're out of gas, they need your help.
And that's why Psaki said, bring a 10-year-old. Now, we just showed footage of Trump 4 years ago putting up barbed wire, stopping the flood, which stops the collapse and stops the crisis. Instead, now, it's all gone, and Biden said, you need to surge the border. Our president says, surge the border to bring down America. If that isn't impeachable, I don't know what is, brother.
He's not a president. He is a piece of garbage filth. Like you said, he is a puppet. I've seen this a long time. I've been awake. I love you. I love everything.
Remember just 4 years ago, CNN was saying there was no surge. Remember that? Oh, there are no caravans. Remember that?
And we don't need these walls. These walls are racist. But yet, they're still doing it. They're still tearing them down. There are sections of the border, like you covered earlier in the podcast. There's sections of the border that they only filled. They didn't fill the whole thing like Trump wanted. It's logic, and that's what the left lack is logic. I'm tired of it. What do we do as far as?
Well, it's beyond that. The left just doesn't. The left doesn't is spiritually doesn't have common sense, and they side with evil. They have a mental disease. And so our problem isn't what color we are. The problem is what spirit we have in us. I appreciate your call, Roger. All right, let's talk to Camilo in New York. Thanks for holding. We really appreciate you. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, man, God bless you.
God bless you.
I'm realizing that, you know, de Blasio talking about all these shootings that happened, and when he had the Asian vigil, and, you know, they sympathizing with the Asian victims in Atlanta, kind of reminds me of Chris in Canada talking about BLM and how they're trying to, you know, do this globally.
It's just more division, yeah.
And then, you know, I just feel like eventually they're trying to push this Asian and anti-xenophobia, whatever it is. And it's like when you try to warn people of the CCP, they just hear that. You know what I mean? They like CCP.
I meant to say that last week. Back when the Clintons were giving missile cigarettes to China, they would say, it's racist to not give missiles to China. You're absolutely right. They're trying to use this whole Asian thing to hype it up so we can't criticize China. You're dead right.
They're connecting it with the BLM, you know, basically just silencing, not realizing, like you said before, where real slavery is still existing and where, like, you know, basically. I have Asian friends, and I try to tell them, and I just feel like now it's just even more difficult because they're just looking at me like, you know, it's just some hate rhetoric.
Which is going to create even more division and more fights.
Exactly. And, I've been realizing that, as well as earlier you were mentioning, on a side note, Yale, and per your recommendation, I saw the Good Shepherd. And realizing all the rituals that they do, and it's crazy that Robert De Niro can make that movie. And then criticize Trump, and I don't know how stuff gets so muddled up, you know, but if people are paying attention, you know, it's right there, you know, and the contradiction is right there. And like you said, it's all fake. They don't love black people. They don't love Asian people. They just using them, propping them up, you know. It's crazy.
And at the end of the day, they want to get everybody, because, again, they make some of the elite white people think, oh, you're going to be part of the club. No. Now they admit it's a post-human world. Whatever this is running things. And I believe the Bible, it's the devil, does not want any humans. The Bible tells us the devil comes to destroy God's creation.
100%, man. 100% is being shown every single day. And I found God through this. The last year, I found your show during the George Floyd thing, and you brought a lot of clarity. And it's crazy. Everything is lining up, man, and we being woken up for our true purpose.
Well, God bless you, sir, and keep spreading the word. Camilo, thank you so much. And let me say this. I talk about this. This isn't BS. It's like God's language. We don't understand it, and the devil doesn't understand it. But we're connected to it. The devil can't see it. See, the devil has his own wireless network. We have ours with God. I told you last week I was coming in here, and I wanted the background of, like, Earth from orbit. We do that maybe once or twice a year. They already had it up when I got here. They're like, okay, that's a coincidence. I was in Connecticut on a whole other deal I can't talk about. And we go to Skull and Bones yesterday just randomly. Never been there before at Yale. And Rob Dew goes, hey, you know, we went there on 3-2-2. And that's their big holy day, everything. I didn't even think about it. It just happened. What is that?
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for Brainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vaso Beats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping. at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Imrix essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Imrix Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com. The huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Oh my gosh, I just got showed by the boom operator the most crazy Fauci video. We're downloading it now. We'll have it for you next segment. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are live. Thanks to your support and God's will in the ATX, broadcasting worldwide. Let's crank up some of this Rammstein. Woo! Serious, sir. because the serious stuff's coming down. They want to disarm their slaves so bad. White House reportedly does not rule out executive orders to enact gun confiscation. And that's something he said before, but now it's back in the news today. Let's go ahead and race through your calls to get to all 10 of these calls or so. Let us now speak to Brett in Kansas. You're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I just emailed in a video to Owen. It was about what the House committee was speaking to the Federal Reserve and Secretary of Treasury today, and pretty much they're just talking about just taking the mask off, not like the real mask, but the metaphorical one.
Yeah, taking the sheet mask off and the big bad wolf's under it.
Yeah, so they're talking about rolling out the digital ID for currency now since they're worried about Bitcoin being...
Well, that is huge news. I'm sure Owen will cover in the war room. Send it to Rob D, R-O-B-D. That's Rob D here at InfoWars, but R-O-B-D, just R-O-B-D at InfoWars.com. I want to see that. Tell us what he was saying. Because, yeah, they're bringing in the world digital currency, world government. It's all here. Tell us what the Federal Reserve was saying.
Yeah, it's scarier the part that he was talking about. We need to reform the judicial branch pretty much to be able to unmask these people who are trying to, you know, use their money in a way that the government can't see it, but it still has to be private so citizens feel comfortable, but only the government.
Oh, of course. The banks want to enforce the digital control. That's the point of the social credit score, is the banks enforce the government's edicts. Wow. So the Federal Reserve openly promotes a communist social credit score for Americans. Wow. What time did you send that email, and what was the subject name so we can get it right now on Owen's email?
It was Please Watch. I forgot what the rest of it was, but it was Please Watch. And I think his email is owens@infowars.com, and I sent it to that. But
Yeah, there it is right there. They want to unmask all the Bitcoin investors. And really, if you can unmask anybody, that means you can have a digital social credit score. Wow,
yes, sir.
Brett. What else are you talking about right now?
Well, I mean, I wanted to talk to you about maybe a private meeting. I'd like to pay you like $5,000 for you, Owen, to sit down, and me and my boys can present something to you that we think would really kind of counter trend. And it's nothing.
Well, you're nice to offer money to meet with me, but if I'm a politician, I start doing that, brother, I'm not going to have any time of the day. Listen, I love you. I appreciate you. Send your proposal to Owen. We need funding. We need funding outside our operation. The enemy's closing in on us, but that's maybe what's supposed to happen. Maybe I'm supposed to get blown up here. Not everybody makes it to the end of the movie. All right, Brett, I appreciate your call. Seriously. I mean, it's all up to you guys whether to stay on air or not. It's all up to God. I'm way past. I care too much, and it means I just can't care anymore. You know what I mean? You got nothing left to lose, and that ain't freedom, like Janis Joplin said. Freedom's just another name for nothing else to lose, folks. And baby, you ain't got freedom if you ain't got nothing to lose. All right, let's take another call here. Let us speak to so many calls. Let's talk to David in Canada. David, go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. I love you. I love everyone. We are the resistance. A girlfriend once told me we've got to start at the root of the problem. And, I'm starting my own little way. I resist the mask wearing, and I was angry. But then I saw your videos, and especially the one with Rebel News, how we have to inform the people because they're kind of they're confused and scared. And try to give them a little bit of information in a nice way. But I'm under a little bit of oppression because some of the stores I walk into in here in Canada, Calgary, they're saying you can't come in without a mask. And, if I want
to... And next is going to be can't come in without a digital ID, can't come in without a vaccine, can't come in unless J.P. Morgan says you can. This is it. And all these little people going along with it, we have to challenge them and get in their face in a loving way.
But I'm getting frustrated myself. I'm strong, but I'm starting to. I see your videos of how to stay strong and what we can do. 2024, really, a massive political expression is needed.
Everything the enemy does is divide us. And look, I'm tribal. I got red blood. Don't you think I see all this and get mad at groups? Then I go, that's my animal side. I had that programming to survive in the old times against a group attacking me, but the enemy is using that against us. And we have to still defend ourselves against groups or whatever, but we have to be aware of the larger plan. That's the only way to defeat this. This is an alien attack. I don't go off UFOs or any of that. I mean, it's alien. The whole thing is rewrite humans, bring in world government, get rid of us. They want to kill everybody. They try to train us, oh, we're just killing that group. Well, I don't care if they were just killing the Africans. I'm against it. But the truth is they're killing everybody. Does that make sense?
Alex, very, very positive video I watched, Computing Forever. There was an interview, the guy put a phone in his car and he was stopped at a checkpoint in Ireland. And he was trying to explain to the guard that about the masks and everything. And the guard said to him, well, the doctors need the masks for the surgery. Here's something to educate the people is in the bio labs where these viruses are being looked at, the people are wearing lab bio suits. They
space
don't have problems.
Yeah, listen, let me explain what happened. They didn't know what was having a third of the people that had their arms and legs chopped off in you get shot by a bullet in the Civil War. They didn't know why a third of the people died of gangrene. So they learned because bacteria got into the hole. They didn't know about microbes in. You cut it off and you basically bandage it. And usually because there was enough blood flow, it cleans it out. They didn't know how to cauterize the wound, clean out the wound, any of that. So they started wearing masks in the Civil War, thinking maybe our spit smells, maybe there's something dirty in our mouths. Maybe there's vapors, they called them. Just like, you know, the slavers stayed a mile offshore because they thought vapors were killing them. No, it was mosquitoes. But if you were a mile off, mosquitoes couldn't get you. And so it's the same thing. Listerine was invented. They started figuring that out at the end of the Civil War to spray on wounds, and suddenly it almost ended gangrene. And then antibiotics came out in World War II. So, yeah, the mask was only something they started doing because they weren't sure what was happening. The masks are pointless unless you're a dentist or a doctor with a bunch of splattering blood. Then you wear a face visor because so much blood and bone is spewing out. And a lot of people's teeth have pus shooting out of it. I was a dental assistant for my dad, I can tell you. I mean, they wear it for their protection, not to have pus spray in your mouth. So that's why that's going on. Go ahead.
I just want to say at the end, take too much time, that you got callers, good callers. I read China's not a communist country, nor at all a socialist country, but a primitive, crony, capitalist country economically and a totalitarian dictatorship politically.
No, that's it. China is a giant slave colony of the globalist. We used to leverage out the whole planet, let them economically, through economic warfare, take over. That was your goal. All right, here's what's going to happen. We got one more 11-minute segment on the other side of the break. I'm coming in without music. I'm going directly to your calls. I'm going to get to every one of you. I'm going to go to CD in Vegas. I'm going to go to Gerald in South Carolina. I'm going to go to Bill first. Forrest, Debbie, Josh, Tammy, we're going to get to everybody. On the other side, I'm not going to plug on the other side, so I'll just say it now. We need money to keep on the air. That's how the system works. We have great products you need, store-wide shipping. Had in last week, but we have free shipping on Rainforest, Prostaguard, the fluoride-free activated charcoal toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, extra strength, regular strength, and all Emerge Essential products. Are 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, the blowout sale. So please check that out today. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To try to jam in 7 phone calls, Anno and Schroeder's got big breaking news, and I promised to play a clip at the end of the show that I just saw 20 minutes ago, but we'll have to do it at the start of the War Room. I will co-host with Owen Schroeder at the beginning, right when it starts in like 10 minutes from now, at Infowars.com/show. If your local station doesn't carry it, you can find the War Room with Owen Schroeder. This is Fauci and just the most fawning, sickening mind control you've ever seen. It's next level. That's coming up to start in the War Room here in just a few minutes. Then Owen will take over. But right now, let's finish up with these callers. Let's do it. Let's do it, as Emperor Palpatine says. Let's talk to Bill in Tennessee. Thanks for holding. You're a trooper. Go ahead.
Alexander, helper of man. My brother from another mother.
Yes, sir. Good to talk to you. What's on your mind, brother?
My name, William, is from the old German, Helmet of Will, and it, bold protector, vigilant guardian. I think you and I have common ancestors. I have Jones ancestors who were among the first settlers of present-day Nashville, the Cumberland Settlements. They came from Virginia.
That's right. My Jones family came out of Virginia and then down into Alabama and then into Tennessee and then to Texas. That's right.
Teddy Roosevelt wrote The Winning of the West, and he said that this settlement of the Cumberland Settlements was the equivalent of the Mayflower.
Well, wasn't that where, like, Daniel Boone came from?
Patriots from Tennessee. Sam Houston, Davy Crockett, Daniel Boone. Yes.
Yeah.
We went on to settle all parts of present-day United States.
Yeah, different people than what we have today. Those were some really tough people.
Yes, sir. Here, locally in Knoxville, a year ago, April 8th, we had a stabbing. You can find it on the internet. Three Pilot, that's a gas station, three Pilot employees killed in stabbing attack at Knoxville I-40 truck stop.
And, of course, they got no coverage because it was a knife.
Well, and yes, and then they had an article on the front page of the local newspaper, a rag, the Knoxville News Sentinel, under the leadership of the editor, Joel Christopher. I wouldn't wipe my rear end with it. They gave a front page coverage to the mother of the stabber, and she said that it was not possible that he could have done what he did.
So why are we not hearing about it? What is the racial makeup?
He was of Middle Eastern descent.
Bingo. Yeah. If a Muslim does it, well, who else wants to stab three women? I mean, 90% of the time it's going to be a Muslim. Let's just say it. I'm not against all Muslims, but give me a break, man. They got a thing about killing women.
Alex, they went on to have follow-up articles on the front page of the local newspaper rag, and they said that the people who stopped him, who killed him and stopped him from killing people, were investigated and cleared of any wrongdoing.
Yeah, they had an article at Yale saying, should I be arrested for being at Yale? Wow, I'm glad you called in. Know about this. We're pulling the articles up now. So Islamic stabs and kills three women because he hates, you know, seeing women out free. And then the media calls him a victim. Holy mackerel. Bill, I got to jump, and I'm glad you called. Let us know about that. Wow. This is the stuff going on everywhere we never hear about, folks. Another Islamic attack they're covering up. Wow, we'll be covering that on the War Room today. You can bet your bottom dollar. Print me that article, guys. Thank you. Get the newscast. Wow, these liberals are sick freaks. The guy that did it's a sick freak. Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity.
Brother, I'm trying. We're all in this together.
You're nailing it right on the head. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. Then they shall deliver you up. This is Matthew 24. Verse 9, then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
Alex, real quick before I go, my wife and I are working up a video to show about these target biologics. Some of them are even being made by the producers of the COVID shot. I will not call it a vaccine.
Well, send it to us, brother. Anything else?
Soon as we get it edited.
Send it to showtips at Infowars.com, and we're working around the clock to try to get all this great material you sent us. If you don't see us cover what you send, it's because we got overwhelmed. We love it. And don't just count on us. If you send us something, send it to Project Veritas. Send it to everybody to make sure it gets out. Don't ever think that we're in competition with anybody like Tucker Carlson or James O'Keefe or anybody. It's the opposite. We are absolutely aligned with freedom, and we are at war with the globalists. This is not a regular talk show. It's not about ratings. It's not about any of that. It's about victory over the enemy. We are way past all that a long time ago. I've never been part of that, but I tell you, I feel sorry for the globalists because I can feel evil rising, but God, every time the devil ups the ante, God raises the ante. And so I can just feel God's power like a big, giant dynamo, a huge power plant just firing up like a volcano, and it's awesome. I mean, I'm not scared of the Satanists, man. I'm telling you right. I'm not scared of them. I can feel God's presence. I want you to get CD, Tammy, Josh, Debbie, and Forrest. We got the same phone system. Transfer them over there. I'm going to go co-host the first 30 minutes. We're going to air this incredible Fauci video that illustrates what our enemy is. And I'm going to take those five phone calls with Owen, and I'm going to let Owen do a great job hosting the show himself. But let's, speaking of Owen Schroyer, I'll be hosting the first 30 minutes with him of the War Room. He hosted part of the first of my show today when my flight was delayed, but we got in about an hour late. Thank God I got here. Owen, and then you got a full show lined up. Owen Schroyer on the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Tell us what you got coming up.
Well, I don't even know if I can do it in this short time, but we've obviously got the latest with the shooter in Colorado, how the media and the Democrat Party lied about that. Now they're trying to walk back their lies. We also have China basically telling the United States, like they did in that meeting, Alex, that you're done. Your politicians are corrupt. Your media is corrupt. We own you. Don't come to us as a position of power. We own you. A total embarrassment on the world stage. We got more on that. We've got more nonsense with the vaccines and the fake pandemic. That seems to never end. And we also have the liberals' Democrat agenda right now. They want to make D.C. a statehood. They're stealing a seat in Iowa right now that a Republican won. They're just saying, no, we're just going to steal that seat. We're not going to take it. And then without any vote, without any announcing, the Biden administration is now stationing troops and occupying Syria. So they're we're just going to occupy Syria now. We can't get anything to be done in our southern border, but we want to occupy Syria. Also, Alex, the Biden administration agenda to have children coming into the country alone. Children coming in alone. We've now got mainstream news stories
through hundreds of miles of the most dangerous place in the world is northern Mexico, through coyotes. This is crimes against humanity. They're just unspeakable. This is insane.
And so we're going to cover all that and more. I've got a loaded news desk, maybe a record news desk here today, Alex. So we'll be seeing you in T-minus 5 minutes.
That's right. Well, yeah, I'm going to walk right over there, and we're going to air this this sickening Fauci worship video. And then if it's cool with you, because I swear to get these calls, CD, Tammy, Josh, Debbie, and Forrest, we get to those?
Yeah, let's bring them on. We got them on the board right here.
We're going to play this Biden clip. I'll do limited comment. And I'm going to get directly to that because it's so important. Thank you, Owen Schroyer. And again, when I tell listeners that you and what you do in the fight against the globalists is king, that isn't rhetoric to make you feel good or feel important about yourself. His camera's a little lower than mine, so I'll lower my seat. There we go. I am doing that because it's reality. This is a total war. And this is the globalists taking over. And every day that we can stay on air, every day that we can be here, is just gravy train. I mean, I don't want to let the globalists. I think they've already figured it out. Do they know what we've done for 27 years, everybody before us? All those seeds we planted, that when they then bring the tyranny in, everybody already knows the game plan, how to beat them. I mean, here's the deal. We'll feel sorry for the New World Order. Because let me tell you, we're way ahead of them. They got the money, the power. They got Satan. They're going to launch their attack. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be terrible. But they're going to beg for their mommies before it's done. That's the end of the Alex Jones Show until 11 a.m. tomorrow. Be sure to join Harrison Smith weekday mornings with American Journal, 8 a.m. Infowars.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best-tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.